I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it, as I do all of yours, on Behind Big Brother.
It's day 88 in the Big Brother house. My name is Vid, and this is a very special behind-the-scenes-slash-podcast bloopers episode for the Behind Big Brother podcast. Basically, it's just a look at what it's like to be first-time podcasters and just some muck-ups that Vibes and I have had along the road. I think this is our 19th or 20th podcast, and you know, I've struggled to pronounce some words. A lot of the podcasts are done really late at night, so it's hard to pronounce words properly, and minds aren't quite working. But we've got bloopers from episodes 1 to 17, I think. We're getting quite good at it these days, so we don't have that many bloopers anymore. Or if we do, we just don't cut them out like you would have found in the casual episode that was released a couple of days ago. So stay tuned. I'll pop in sometimes and talk about the bloopers if they don't make any sense. But other than that, I'll leave you to it.
They did it quite right, and I think Karen sort of introduced it fairly well. Crystal, rather.
We haven't had any big controversy since... blah, 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 blah.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Vid.
Hi.
You're supposed to say hi, Vibes.
Oh, okay.
And also using gay as a derogative term... won't say that. And using gay as a derogatory term... And using gay as a derogatory term doesn't really affect us, darling. What? Stop singing the song when we're recording.
Okay, I've stopped.
You have to talk louder, look. I'm...
Okay, I've stopped.
There, that's better.
Okay, I'll talk like this now. Well, I'd imagine they do that because the housemates... I mean... The animals would get, you know, they've got to be around other animals and that. So if they were just in that boring, their enclosure is tiny in there all day, 7 days a week until they get fed in the morning, the animals wouldn't really have, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but yeah, their enclosure is too small for them to be staying.
Don't worry, I'll cut it.
Yeah.
And we can put it on the blooper reel.
Okay.
Bart.
Take a dump. But when I watched it, I was... Yeah, I just repeated that. Anyway, I was quite shocked to see.
Weren't you keeping track of the Centibet odds?
No. I'm sorry, Centibet.
Did I say Centrelink?
No. Centrelink odds. No, you said Centibet. No, I wasn't keeping odds. Cut that.
Well, big plug out to Centrelink. I don't want to plug Centrelink on the podcast. Centibet. Blooper reel.
Blooper
649. I don't like Centrelink.
I think they give you like
$3. They cut my payments. They cut my youth allowance. Send me angry letter. This shouldn't be going to air.
No.
Cut it.
Cut this.
Cut it.
This can segue into my little comment that I was going to make about Gretel talking up all the world firsts and twists and that. On the show, Gretel talking up all the nominations. This can segue into my comment about Gretel talking up all the nomination twists. Not nomination twists, but definitely am not liking Michael and Dino at the moment. I don't have anything else to say about that. I'm just that.
Well, you're better. We're recording a podcast here.
The way that they've done the family interviews. What?
Stop saying
Yeah. That's definitely something that they're doing in the right for us. Don't even put that in.
Oh, I will.
And I really like that way of doing it. I think the editing team have done well, or whoever.
Moron.
You're a moron.
At least I don't mumble and say I'm on the podcast all the time, huh?
You suck.
And we do have a blooper reel that this is going to go on.
No!
In case you didn't know, Ruben's actually the name of Michael's friend who was on the eviction show from the week before.
The idiot one, in case you've forgotten. He was completely... He had no idea what he was saying, what he was doing. I think he was just all over the place. It might have been nerves, but yeah, he was weird.
We're going to get sued now.
Oh, no. It's all my fault, isn't it? Blooper reel. Our intruders are going in on Tuesday in a... I've already mentioned the 1 hour special. We're getting 3 intruders on Tuesday. We've already seen them. We're getting 3 new intruders. We're getting 3 intruders into the Big Brother house on Tuesday. The official website has shown their faces, but the eviction tonight, which was
God, you suck. And you did that wrong noise again. Look, you're so mumbly. Look, I'm not even up to 0.5 decibels here.
Look, either are you.
Yeah, but I'm not talking to the mic. I'm talking to you.
Eric, shut the hell up.
Look, I wasn't even trying to talk to you there, and I went half peak.
Where?
Stop mumbling.
We like to take a big...
See, you can't even talk properly.
I think that'll be safe for our adults only swearing when we can swear and all things like that. Now. No. I'm losing the plot. What unfunny man?
Rove.
Oh. Yes. And then later on when Jamie was dancing, who's the other intruder? I can't remember her name. Danielle.
Jade.
Yeah, when Danielle, I'm not even going to say it.
Okay. or didn't you want to say something about the footage being cut?
Although that's when we talk about the Daily Show.
I think David is a walking contradiction. I win.
Yeah, you suck. I made my point. About what?
The Rob Flip thing.
I already have. First thing he saw was them coming out of the diary room. He had no idea what was going on. And as soon as the housemates came out and said hello and started talking.
You're going in circles, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shh. Don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Oh, God. That was...
Pause. Don't stop.
That was crap.
Oh, well. It'll be funny. Wanker.
Lady.
Coin puss.
For the blooper show, everyone go to ladyraptastic.com.
Vid here again, and no, this isn't a blooper, but sometimes when we're recording the podcast, usually during the week, we write down things that we want to talk about on our next installment of the podcast, and sometimes we just can't manage to get things together, and things don't flow, and we can't segue, as you'll see in this next blooper, where we were ending the podcast, we were just about to finish it, and we couldn't think of a way to finish it so abruptly, so this is what happened.
I wouldn't like to see, I don't like Ashley all that much, but I want to keep him in there because he's WA boy.
Okay.
I'm pretty patriotic. Bye. Oh wait, what do we have to add to the end? And now, the twist.
No, we have to say goodbye first. Wankers. Wankers.
No, you can't do it, hey.
Yeah, I know.
She's just not interesting me at all. What the...
Interesting.
She's just not interesting. Oh my God, I said that word.
Interesting.
She's just not interesting.
Interesting me? I don't know.
She's just not interesting. But she was doing nothing about it. He was putting down Claire and Jade, so it was just all retarded in my view.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
If we can play retarded, that's it.
I didn't think it was all that bad. She's worn worse. She's had worse on before. But yeah, I didn't see it, but I think it was a bit. It wasn't called for.
And quickly, because we're pushing time for the podcast now.
No, we're not.
We're not. We have so much. We're in 20 minutes.
We have so much blank space.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then. Those people who go through that sort of thing. Why don't I just...
Those people.
I'm a poof.
Now we have a blooper reel.
Yeah, I know. Don't cut that those people out. I don't want... That sounds like... Yeah.
Oh, drat, we've come to the end of another podcast. I don't know. Tonight, at the end of this podcast, we will reveal a massive twist. What's the secret? Is Gretel a man? What's her secret? So we've come to the end of our 36th episode.
subscribe. And call our voicemails that open 24 hours, as many of you like to ring early in the morning.
Because we're sick of getting voicemails from Desmond and the Snip.
See ya.
Now they're just going to call more. Cut that out.
The main problem I have with this whole situation is the fact that Gretel lost the plot because... Now I've lost my plot. Vid, I really can't be bothered doing an opening joke for this episode of the podcast. Vid? Vid, where are you?
I'm over here. I'm toasting my... Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to say podcast. Okay. I'm over here.
Oh, I didn't see you. I guess you were flying under the radar.
While toasting my Twister.
I guess you're playing the game, huh?
And toasting my Twister.
Vid, you're not close enough to the microphone. That's a $5,000 fine. I'm overmodulating.
With all I've posted on the forums about relationships, blam, 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 that's all I have to say. It's not... Yeah, I don't even know. Like,
we didn't get very voice... We didn't get very voicemails.
Very voicemail.
What?
We didn't get very many voicemails this time.
Amongst the swearing, he does make a good point about parents letting their children watch.
Yeah, well, I'm sure these people that...
Oh my god. Karen and Claire are definitely going to...
Karen.
Karen will be evicted first, Karen. But both...
At the beginning of a podcast, we usually say, this is day XXX, and then we start our usual rambling. I find it really difficult to start off a podcast, which is why I usually hear Vibes doing it. As we'll find out in this next blooper, it usually ends in minutes of silence and utter rambling.
Vagina prolapse fun. Dun, 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 dun. Are we not having any intro thing? What day is it? Prolapse.
You have to talk loud enough. Like, loud, because...
Honey! That's better. Honey. How am I gonna...
You said you wanted an intro.
Yeah, it's because I'm gonna talk first, so you can write your doobie shit, what's it?
I've already written my notes down.
Okay. How about we just start it?
Fine, I'll start.
Honey.
Well, I don't blame either of them. I mean, if I was living in the house for 80 days...
My fuck.
So this brings us to the end of the Behind Big Brother bloopers special podcast. Please remember to keep calling in our voicemails. We're going to do a special show at the end of the season, and I'll be doing another show with Josh, hopefully later in the week or early next week. So remember to call our voicemail lines. They're always open, and email podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Until then, I'll catch you later.
Hi, guys. I've just been listening to the latest podcast, and I agree with absolutely everything you said. It is so beyond beige, BB06. It is so cliched. The housemates are so boring. Tits and bums. It is so predictable. It needs totally freshening up. Get rid of everybody. Get rid of Gretel. Get rid of Big Brother. And let's put in Big Sister. I've got one that would frighten the pants off you. Bye.
This is the Snip 104. You're a tramp and a tranny, so kiss my ass, you griddle hater. Player master.